Picking up from what we did last week, we're again going through the core cases of Bor, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, type of scenarios, and trying to understand the various reasons why to be Mechayev or Poter. Just to remind everyone, in our Gemara, Memtes Amud Beis, we have a Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, apparently about what the Pesukim are talking about when they talk about Bor, when one is Chayev. Rabbi Yishmael seems to say the classic case of Bor is Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Akiva seems to say it's Rishus HaYachid, where it's Hifkir Rishus HaVelo Hifkir Bora, right? You dig your pit, then you're Mafkir your field, but keep the pit, so it's you own the pit, it's Rishus HaYachid, and people will walk all around it because we're Mafkir that, and they may fall in. That's the Machlokas. It gets a little more complicated with Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba saying everyone agrees about Rishus HaRabim being Chayev, the only question is Rishus HaYachid. Rav Yosef saying everyone agrees with Rishus HaYachid, you're Chayev, the only question is Rishus HaRabim. Either way, there still is a Shita which holds only Rishus HaRabim, and a Shita which holds only Rishus HaYachid. So we need to account for those. So last time, again, just to review, we started off by talking about the Mechayev for Bor. Is Bor based on the fact that you own the pit, right, which seems to fit nicely with Bor Rishus HaYachid, a little less clearly in Bor Rishus HaRabim, but maybe we saw the Gemara that the Torah puts it in your Rishus. Even if you don't own it, it's as if you own it in some way. So maybe you could say even Bor Rishus HaRabim is about ownership. And the alternative is to say it's not about ownership, it's about creating the dangerous situation. We might call Baal HaTakala, to borrow the Gemara's language. And that seems to fit better with Rishus HaRabim, which you presumably don't own. But you might even say about Rishus HaYachid that the issue is not that you own the pit, but rather that you created the Takala. Those are the two sort of the tzadim that come right out of our Gemara. And we also suggested a third tzad building on the Ra'ah primarily, a little bit on Rabbeinu Yehonasan, that maybe it's even less about the pit, right? The first two tzadim, either it's the boar that you own, or it's the boar that you dug, the dangerous thing that you created. The third tzad is really, it's really other mamazik al yidei grama. It's really not about the boar, it's you created the boar. The boar is just a way of creating nezek al yidei grama. So those were the three main tzadim in terms of the mechayev. And stage two is to look at different cases where one would be putter, either according to everyone or according to one view, and try to understand what the basis is for that ptur. In theory, a ptur can come from one of two reasons, right? Let's say there's a someone trips on the street outside. Am I chayev for that? No, because I didn't put anything outside. I had nothing to do with it. I'm obviously chayev. I'm obviously putter. I have no connection to the chiyuv at all. That's one possibility. And you know, you can have a scenario where someone even digs a bore, does something, but they're considered to be distant, they're considered to be detached. They never had a chiyuv in the first place. Sometimes you'll be putter. No, you did something, you should be on the hook, but maybe the person who got injured also did something wrong and sort of gets you off the hook. Right. So those are, speaking in theory, generally, the two basic types of scenarios where one might be putter because they just have no connection to the damage at all. It's not my issue. I never had any responsibility in the first place. Or I might be a putter. I do have responsibility, but still I'm off the hook because whoever, let's say, fell into the pit did something wrong to get me off the hook. Big picture, those are the two possibilities. Last time we started, we did scenario one. This appears on page two of the handout. Scenario one of Bor Rishus HaRabim. The ptur for Bor Rishus HaRabim, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rav Yosef, right? The tzad of Rabbi Akiva that says Rabbi Akiva really holds what he sounds like he says, that you're only chayev in Rishus HaYachid, not Rishus HaRabim. Now, the simplest explanation for that, right, is you're only chayev in Rishus HaYachid because you own it. Rishus HaRabim, you don't own it, and there's no reason to be mechayev you. Bor, you're only chayev for Bor if you own it. If you don't own it, there's no reason to be mechayev. That's the simplest explanation in Rabbi Akiva, but we saw in the Ravid on Kavches, quoted in the Shita, it sounds like the Ravid has a different reason for Ptur. The Ravid compares Bor Rishus HaRabim, according to Rabbi Akiva, to what we would say about Shein or Regel. What do we say about Shein or Regel in Rishus HaRabim? Right, if my ox tramples something in Rishus HaRabim or eats something in Rishus HaRabim, Pater, why? You shouldn't leave things in Rishus HaRabim if you don't want them to be run over. Right? It's very simple. You leave some expensive glass, whatever it is, glass vase on the street. It's going to get run over. It's not the fault of the shore for running it over. It's the fault of the person who put it there. The Ravid, by comparing Bor to Shane and Regel, says, well, we can make the same basic point about Bor versus Arabim, according to Rabbi Akiva. Right? Bor versus Arabim. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have put the Bor there. Maybe in theory I should be responsible. But if someone falls into the Bor, I'm exempt. Why? Because they should have looked where they're going. You should look where you're going. Just like you shouldn't leave things in the street, and if you do, they get run over, it's your problem. You should look where you're going. Your ox should look where it's going in the street. And if not, I'm going to be exempt. Maybe that's the basis for Rabbi Akiva's patur. Not because, oh, I don't own it, I'm totally patur. No, maybe Rabbi Akiva would say, you don't need to own it. Maybe Rabbi Akiva would admit that there is such an idea as Bala Takala. But if it's a scenario where a person should know better, which according to Rabbi Akiva would be every scenario in Rishus HaRabim, you should always look where you're going, then I'll be patur nonetheless. That was within the scenario of a Bor Rishus HaRabim, the reason to patur Bor Rishus HaRabim, according to Rabbi Akiva, for one of those two reasons. The simpler reason, you don't own it, and the more complex reason, you know what, even if you don't own it, you still could be liable, but we blame the person or the animal that fell in. So we move now, and this is not review anymore, to our next scenario. Hifkir Rishuso Velo Hifkir Boro. Now this came up very extensively in our sugya. According to Rabbi Akiva, that's the classic case of Bor that the Pasuk is talking about. Hifkir Rishuso Velo Hifkir Boro. According to Rabbi Ishmael, it depends, right? According to Rabbi Ishmael, within the view of Rabba, you're putter in Hifkir Shuzo Lo Hifkir Bor, right? So according to that version of Rabbi Ishmael, you're only chayav for Bor versus a Rabim. If it's Bor versus a Yachid, you dig a pit, you're mafkir the field around it, an animal falls in, you're exempt, according to Rabbi Ishmael. Now, why would it be that you're exempt? It's no different from Rishus Rabim. The difference is you own... the pit. In terms of access around it, 100%, right? You shouldn't be able to blame the people walking by, because it's just like Rosh Hashanah, they have a right to walk here, and this is this dangerous thing right next to it. So why should you be putter, according to Rabbi Ishmael? What's the difference?
Around. Yeah? They should watch where they're going. If they have full access.
Okay, great. So that's going to be one of the explanations. We'll see. So why don't we look at that one first? We have to. It's Tosfos. Tosfos on the top. If you're inside, Tosfos Bibor Birshuso, the top Tosfos on Nun Amud Aleph, or if you're on the sheet, it's item number 10. But we're going to skip the beginning because he's going to quote Rashi, which is the other view. But we'll just we'll jump to the last line just to say things in order. To say things in the order that they were brought up. So from V'yesh Lomar in Tosfos, the last line or so, V'yesh Lomar, Dehainu Taima, here's why your putter in Bor, Birshuso, according to Rabbi Ishmael, Mishum de Omerle, Torcha Rishusi my bai. You could say, what's your ox doing in my Rishus? It fell into my pit. It's my pit. What's your ox doing here? Shalohai lo liskarev kolkach etzel Rishusi, Shetipo v'bor. Right? Well, it's my pit. Okay, I was mafkir the field around it. Very nice. You feel free to walk around there. But if you fall into my pit, you fell into my pit. That's not my problem. That's your problem. That logic does not apply in Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim falls into a pit. It's not my pit in Rishus HaRabim. So the very fact that I own it, Rabbi Shmuel would say, according to Tosfos, the fact that I own it means I can say, Torcha Rishusi my bai, your ox is no business here, and I'm therefore putter. Whereas in Rishus HaRabim, I don't own it, and I'm going to be chayav. That's maybe the simpler explanation here. I'm putter. The difference is, Rabbi Ishmael, it's always about, this is at least one way to say it, right? It's always about, I'd be chayav either way, because it's about creating the damage. I created the damage in the Rishus HaRabim. I created the damage in my field. I should be chayav, if not for the fact that I can blame the victim, so to speak, right? I can explain why this ox shouldn't have been walking around right next to my pit. If he falls in, it's his fault. It's not my fault. And so that would be the argument. It's not that I have no responsibility for this. It's that your ox did something it shouldn't have done, and that gets me off the hook. So that's Tosfos' approach. But Rashi's going to say something very different. So let's look at Rashi, either Memtes Amud Beis, the Miraskel Rabbi Ishmael, or...
What is just the functional business?
ownership, so you have to do it now.
Well, the difference is that I retain ownership of the boar itself. I retain ownership of the boar itself.
Until
you get to the boar, you can walk there, but you should just be aware that this is my area, and you shouldn't be trespassing. You're trespassing. That's the difference, right? In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you fall into the pit I dug, you're not trespassing. If you fall into the pit I dug, the whole area around this is Hefker now. But the pit itself is still owned by me. You trespass. Right?
So it's clear that there's a boar.
Let's assume it's clear there's a boar there. Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure. It's actually not clear to me that it would matter. It might depend on how far Tosos wants to go with this, right? You should have known better. Well, you know, maybe there's a limit to that, right? If you totally camouflage your boar. But it's somehow people should be expected to know that the Hefker doesn't apply to there. Something. There should be some logic. There is some logic to say that, but Tosos doesn't make it clear one way or the other. Okay, so let's look at Rashi. So this is Rashi Dimarmaskal Kuli Alma Lo Pligi Dimechayev. So this is within Rabba's theory, Rabba's theory. Rabbi Kiva Modli Rabbi Shmuel Bebor Rishus Harabim. Rabbi Kiva says you're chayev in Rishus Harabim. The Amar Batorah, the pasuk talks about that. Ava Rabbi Yishmael Lo Modli Rabbi Akiva Bebor Rishusa. Rabbi Shmuel is not modet to Rabbi Kiva about a boar Rishus Hayachid. Why? Dikasavar. So what happened here? The scenario is this guy dug a pit in his field. Then he was mafkir the field all around it, but not the pit itself. So what's the logic here? Rashi says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he says, or he thinks, when I was mafkir my rishus, I wasn't mafkir in order to be liable for nezek. I was mafkir this rishus. I'm doing you a favor. I'm giving all this land to public use. I'm doing such a big favor, I shouldn't be liable for anything that could happen. I did it. It almost sounds like it's al tanai, almost, that I won't be responsible if anything bad happens. Now, this is a little bit unusual, right? You can't, I mean, if he actually, okay, he gave the land to the public trust, but it's still dangerous. He's creating something dangerous, right? He's creating a boar versus Hefker, almost Bishus Arabim. True, he owns the boar, but we're not saying that it's trespassing. We're not saying Torah Bishus might bite. It sounds like really you never had responsibility in the first place. You somehow built this in as not having responsibility. Maybe we can understand it in almost like a Mekach Tos of sorts, you might say. You might make the argument, look, I gave up. I was mafkir this land. And had I known that it would be such a bad deal, or had I been responsible for damage from people walking around in this land that I was mafkir, I never would have wanted to do it. It wasn't what I intended. The deal was unfair. It's not what I really meant to do. Maybe it's some sort of argument like that. But this is Rashi's argument. Rashi says it's not that the person who falls in, or the animal that falls in, is to blame. It's that the owner of the pit never was chayev because they built that into their hefker. They built into the hefker. When I was mafker this, I never did it in order to be chayev. Yeah.
It's not so different than Tosos. Tosos says you should have known better not to come here. I think what you could say is the person I was mafker said you should have not, I was mafker this, but you should know better than think that, you know, you should have known there was a pit here and that was part of my giving it over.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, it is possible to read Rashi, you know, like Tosfos' answer, you know, sort of lav dafka way, because Rashi doesn't really say you should or shouldn't do anything, right? Rashi just has the owner of the field saying, I never took this responsibility on. Rashi didn't say, I took it on, but it's your fault anyway, right? Rashi seems to be focusing on the owner of the pit never taking that responsibility. So we'll get to that in a minute. That's the next scenario. If you're mafia the pit also, Rashi thinks that wouldn't necessarily help you, but that's actually a question that some raise on Rashi, right? The logic here, okay, so let's actually jump into this now. Rashi, we're going to see in a minute, is going to say that if you're mafia not only the field, but also the pit, then you're chayav. You're only pater if you're mafia just the field around the pit, but not the pit. The same svara exactly applies, right? You can say you're mafkir the field and the pit. I wasn't mafkir the field, you know, on the condition, I was about to give only the condition that I wouldn't be chayiv. Nothing to do, I'm done. Nothing to do with me, right? It's a good question. Some ask it on Rashi, so maybe that's a reason to read Rashi Lav Davka, although Tosfos certainly doesn't. We'll take a look at Tosfos in a second. But yeah, there are some challenges, some problems with this Rashi, especially in light of his other view, which he didn't have to take, that you're actually chayiv if you're mafkir everything. Yeah.
You're also approaching it from if it's your field, you can really say, though, guy, what's your short doing in my field? So you're shoes to rub it, you're sort of, it's a neutral thing. You're not approaching the, from being putter. Here, it's sort of a liminal case, but you're approaching it from the side that I was putter, right? So now I'm giving my field, but why should I make myself higher?
Mm-hmm. So one way of looking at it is at the time I dug the pit, I was it was totally harmless, right? I dig a pit in the middle of my field. That's not a problem at all. So what am I? So when I did that, I did nothing. Now I'm being mafka the field. That's a good thing. I'm doing a favor to everyone. Why should I be chayv? So maybe Rashi's saying something like that, right? In terms of the maisa kriya, the act of digging, that was totally harmless. In terms of the maisa hefker, I didn't technically do anything dangerous. I just gave up, or I did is better, is good for everyone. I didn't create a problem. So maybe that'll be the logic, and we'll see when we understand Rashi about being mafkir the field and the boar. We'll see the Rav has a nice chiddush that will help the contrast here. But first, let's pile on Rashi here first, as some of the Rishonim do. So let's look at Tosfos, the beginning of Tosfos now. B'bor b'rishu so perish b'kuntres t'gassavar b'yishmael d'chiyaf afkarina b'rishu sa'i lo l'chiyu b'ano b'hazek afkarina. When I was mafkir, it wasn't to be chayiv. Mashma d'rotza lomar im samach habor mitchila l'rishu sarabim chayiv l'kulei alma. Wait a second. Rashi, there's two different scenarios of having a pit in Rishu Sayachid where you might be chayiv, according to Rabbi Akiva, let's say. One scenario is you dig the pit and then you're mafkir. That's where Rashi says, oh, you should be putter because you did it, you know, you made this t'nai. But the other scenario is where you dig the pit right next to the street and someone can just walk right in, can fall right in. So Rashi, are you saying you're chayiv in that case? Are you saying, Rashi, that you're only putter in a case where you dug the pit and then were mafkir, but if you dug the pit right next to the street, you would be chayiv? The ain mashmakin doesn't sound like that, both because no one made that distinction in the Gemara, and as the Rashba points out, later on in the Gemara could have raised that scenario. The Gemara is sort of looking for a scenario where even according to Rabbi Yishmael, you'd be chayev in Rishus HaYafid to explain that. If this was the scenario, you could have just said that. You could have just said, yeah, you dug the pit right next to the street. You're chayev in that case. There's no hefker. Rashi's all sfar doesn't apply. So Tosfos really doesn't like this Rashi. The ode, right, this is now the next scenario. Oh, the besamach, soon, in the next few lines, amar, halav le'ushin chayev. We'll talk about what le'ushin are in a future shir, but the point is, in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, unless it's a Lo'ushin case, you're going to be Chayav, according to everyone, it sounds like. V'ukum Rabba Kikuliyama. Rabban say this Gemara goes according to everyone. Av Rabbi Yishmael, Mashman the Pater. But according to Yishmael, it sounds like you're Pater. Why say you're Pater according to Yishmael? Say according to it's Rabbi Yishmael, and it's a case of a pit right next to the street, and that's why you're Chayav. The Gemara doesn't say that. Why not? According to Rashi, the Gemara should have a very, very available scenario of being Chayav in Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Rabbi Yishmael. And that's why Tosfos says, no, it's not this idea of, oh, I was mafkir on condition that I not be chayiv. No, nothing to do with that. That's why he says, Yesh lomar, hayinu tamei mishum d'amrei, torcha b'rishusi my bay. What's your ox doing in my pit? Shelo hayo l'hiskari, kolchach shouldn't have gotten so close that he fell into my pit. So that was Tosfos arguing on Rashi. And the Rashba argues similarly on Rashi, so we don't need to read that inside. We'll skip over the Rashba for the time being, but both Tosfos and the Rashba jump on Rashi. They really don't like Rashi. But Rashi's Sfara does seem to work in itself, right? If you're okay with this idea of the either a T'nai or a Mekach Tos or something, I gave this up, not in order to lose, not in order to be liable, you can make it work if you want to for Rashi. But now we're going to make it even more complicated, the scenario of Hifki Rishuso Uboro. What if you're, and this is not discussed in the Gemara, right? It sounds like the Gemara goes out of its way. Rabbi Akiva says what the pasuk is talking about is hifkir reshuso velo hifkir boro. Your mafkir, your field, but not the boar. And the logic we said it seems to fit very nicely. If you say the issue is that you own it, boar b'shus hayachid, and you own it, and that's why you're chayiv. So you retain ownership of the boar. What if you're mafkir everything and you don't own the boar either? So that's the other scenario. And Rashi in our sugya Baal HaTakala, top Rashi on Nun Amud Aleph, Baal HaTakala says, Ula'olam Rishus HaRabim. This is always talking about Rishus HaRabim. Avad Rishuso, if it's in your field, in Rishus HaYachid, Afo Pisha Hifgir Patu. Even though you're a mafkir, the field you're patu, you're precious. And then he says, Hai Dinakat, Vilo Hifgir Boro, you're mafkir, your field, but not the boar. Why? The Im Hifgir Af Boro, Havale Bor Rishus HaRabim. If you're mafkir, not just the field, but also the boar, what do we call that? It's boar, which is a rabbin. It's no different. You have no ownership stake in anything here. You have a pit in the middle of the street. It's boar, which is a rabbin. So obviously we're not talking about that. That's why Rabbi Akiva wouldn't say that that's the scenario of boar. No, that's which is a rabbin. Rabbi Akiva would say you're putter, because it's which is a rabbin. So obviously, Rabbi Akiva might say you're putter, and Rabbi Shmo would say you're chayev, and according to, right, it depends a little bit on, right, depends a bit on the scenario, on the shita, but that, but certainly, the standard case, right, the case of Hifki Rishuso Uboro, that wouldn't be a Rishus HaYachid scenario, that would be a Rishus HaRabim scenario, where, you know, and you'd be either chayev or putter, depending on which opinion we're talking about. But, yeah.
Just your definition of mm-hmm. Shabbos characterization. Rishus HaRabim isn't just a big, wide open space.
But I think once you're mafkir it, you're saying it's open season. Anyone can walk here, and
right. I'm saying it's not equivalent. It should be expected to mark the ground for safety in one versus the other. It's just rather than has certain expectations or lack of expectations of people walking.
Right. So there is a Tosfos, I'm trying to find it now, that says that. That there's a difference, that there was at least a Havamina, it's here, yeah? There was a Havamina that you might say, which is a Yachid, you're less Chayiv because less people are walking there, right? So if you have reason to assume, which I'm not sure you do, but if you have reason to assume there's less people walking in this former, which is a Yachid, that was now Mufgar, you're saying maybe there's a Svara to say you're less Chayiv. But I don't know if that's true, meaning you're Mafgirit, and then everyone has as much of a right to walk there as anywhere else. That's Rosh Hashanah. Right, if you say, like, I'm going to dig a pit, but I'm going to dig a pit not on the highway, I'll dig a pit right off the highway. I don't know, that's still dangerous, right? That's still a Bor Rishus HaRabim. You might be less likely to get chayiv because people won't fall in. But I think you're still equally liable, even if it's like a, you know, an off-peak sort of place. So I think that's what Rashi's saying. You know, there may be a lot of people in your field, maybe a fewer people, but if you're mafkirit, anyone's allowed to walk there. That's Rishus HaRabim. You should be chayiv. According to people who say you're chayiv versus a rabim, that's not a scenario versus a yachid, right? So that's what Rashi says here, and right im hifkir af boro havle bor versus a rabim. Very simple. If you're mafkir the rishus and the bor, that's bor versus a rabim. And let's see Tosfos earlier in the Masechta in a different context, comparing the different avos and tolos with one another. Malibor shekain shelo birshus. And Tosfos says, right, boar is shelo birshus, meaning a boar is always, you can't make a boar in a permitted way. A boar is always done impermissibly. So what does that mean? Tosfos says, the afilo aso birshus. What if you dug a pit in your field? You dug a pit with rishus, the achrach hifkir, and then you were mafkir your field, including the boar, right? Kevan shehifkir, hainu shelo birshus. Once you're a mafkir, that makes it shelo birshus. So it's interesting. Tosfos, explaining this Gemara on Daf Vav, says every bor that you dig is shelo birshus. Even though I would have thought you dig a bor in your field, and then your mafkir, you dug it totally birshus. So it's what exactly is Tosfos getting at here? What does it mean that when you're mafkir it's shelo birshus? When you dug it was birshus. What exactly is Tosfos saying? Can we use that to explain Rashi? So let's wait one moment on that. Let's jump to source 15. A very different Tosfos, Tosfos Daf Kav Ches. And Rashi's view on this is consistent elsewhere, that Hifkir Rishuso Uboro is like a Bor Rishus HaRabim. On Daf Kav Ches, Rashi says that and says you'd be Chayev, because according to the majority view, according to Rabbi Ishmael, and maybe even according to Rabbi Akiva, within Rabba, you're chayv for bor b'shus harabim. So Rashi there says, so we'll read Tosfos 15. Umasha b'kuntris, ratza l'chayv, b'hifki reshuso uboro. If you're mafkir, your field and the boar. Rashi wants to say you're chayev. Kamo b'chof b'bor b'shus harabim. It's like a bor b'shus harabim. That's Rashi's view. Ein nira l'ri, the ri doesn't agree. Why? D'chofer bor b'shus harabim, chofar bor b'isser. If you dig a pit in the street, is that mutter? No, that's usser. You dug it b'isser. V'chein, chafar bor b'rshuso, samach l'rshus harabim. B'isser chafaro. Right, if you dig a pit right next to the street in your field, that's also usser. You did that b'isser, and that's why you're going to be chayv. V'afilu chafar b'emtza r'shuso, v'hifki r'shuso v'lo boro. If you dig in the middle of your field, and mafkir your field, but not the boar itself, kevan d'shalohu, chayv l'hasir atakala. Okay, maybe the digging itself was mutter, but since it's in your field, you are responsible to remove the danger. What does this remind us of? Making both hefker. Okay, yes, we're getting there. But I was thinking a couple weeks ago, we saw, Tosa's going to mention this, if an ox digs a pit in your field, you have to fill it in, right? It's so, kavachomer in this case. But what he says, he has this line of kevan d'shelohu chayev l'hasir atakala. Since you own the pit, and now the pit, since you're mafker of the field, now the pit is right up against the street, you have to fill it in. Kinarina bapara. The cave in the Islay, Limin Malye, Velo Malye, since you have to fill it in, you didn't fill it in, Kimande Karye Dami, it's as if you dug it itself. So this is all cases where you did something wrong. You dug a pit versus Arabim, you dug a pit versus Yachid right next to versus Arabim, you dug a pit in the middle versus Yachid, and then made right around it Hefker, and then didn't fill it in. In all those cases, you did something wrong. Aval Hifki Rishuso, Uboro, what if you dig a pit, our case, you dig a pit in your field, your Mothgear, the field, and the boar. So what did he do? The chafar beheter. You dug beheter, right? Because it's your field. It's in the middle. You dug, that's fine. V'gam hashda the hifgir lav bala borhu. I'm not the bala bor anymore once I was mafgirit. Lo mechayiv. I shouldn't be chayiv. Teidu v'per kapara titakinan lashkuchi bor shal shnei shudfin. Dachkinan, rather. Lashkuchi bor shal shnei shudfin. Right? We try to find this boar of two shudfin to figure out why you're chayev. We don't come up with our case, because our case, you should definitely be putter. But why are you putter in our case? Tosa says, it's a mimanafsha. Right? You tell me the mechayev of boar, and I'll tell you why it doesn't apply. If the mechayev of boar is that you own the boar, you don't own the boar, you're a mafgirit. And if the mechayev of boar is not that you own the boar, but that you did something dangerous, you created a takala, you didn't create a takala, you dug the pit, it was safe, it was in the middle of your field. Now you're mafkir everything. So why should you be chayev? You're not chayev. You're not chayev for the being bala born. You're not chayev for being bala takala either. So you should be putter, right? Meaning, you know, Rashi, who is saying it's like Rishis HaRabim, that presumably you'd be chayev if we're mechayev Rishis HaRabim, as we are. And Toso says, on what basis are you chayev? Not for bala born, not for bala takala. Okay? Oh, okay. So you intuited the rub. It's always a good place to be. So we'll take a look at the rub. Yeah, it probably is. Tosus probably disagreeing with himself. That Tosus actually seems to fit better with Rashi, right? Because Tosus on Daf Vav says bor is always shalom, is always shalom birshus. And he says kevin shifker hainu shalom birshus. So that Tosa seems to think that being mafkir is doing something wrong. Whereas our Tosa seems to think that's not. Our Tosa meaning, you know, the one on Kaf Ches, source 15. But let's look at the Rav's explanation of Rashi versus Tosa. Yeah?
So why is that like Rashi? Rashi said you can be mafkir something else, not that you're...
So you're now saying Rashi versus Rashi, right? This is a Rashi problem. Rashi about hifkir reshuso, v'lo hifkir boro, says that in such a case, that would be Rashi says there that you're chayav, but you're chayav. Sorry, that you're putter depends according to which view, right? But you're putter according to Rabbi Yishmael because you say you make this tanai, right? Why can't you apply the exact same logic to hifker shuso uboro? It's a great question that people ask on Rashi. There isn't the clearest answer, but maybe through the Rav we'll get an answer. So let's look at the Rav and then we'll see if we can solve that problem as well. Okay. So the Rav writes, "Hinei lekaman." This is on Daf Gimel. See, he's jumping ahead to Kaf Ches. The Rav, there's shirim of the Rav on Bava Kama, on almost every parak in Bava Kama. For some reason, he skips parak Hamishi. I don't know why, just to make things complicated for us. But in this case, he talks about our sugya. So v'hinei lekaman. Misbaeres b'chogz Rashi v'tosos b'chafar bor b'rshuso v'achak kifti b'rshuso u'boro. Right, our case. Imchayev b'nizko. So the Rashi chayev v'tosos pater. Rashi is your chayev if you're mafkid b'rshuso and the bor. Tosos is your pater. Kosu v'tosos sham v'zal shona. Mash v'kundris Rashi l'chayev b'hifki b'rshuso u'boro k'mo b'chofar bor b'rshuso rabim. Ein der l'ri. Chofar bor b'rshuso rabim chafar b'isser. Chafar bor b'rshuso samach b'rshuso rabim b'isser chafaro. Akan l'shono. Right now he's going to explain what the Tosos that we just read. Or it's almost b'shneo afanim ha'alalu chafar b'isser. The Maisa Chafira was Usr. Lefiga Chayiv Mishamasiyas HaMazik. You created the Mazik. That's why you're Chayiv. You dig a pit in Rosh Hashanah, you dig a pit in Rosh Hashanah right next to the street. You did something dangerous. Therefore, you're Chayiv. Umam Shichim HaTosfos, B'zeh Lashonim. Tha'afilu Chofer Be'emtza Reshuso. V'hifki Reshuso V'loboro. You dig in the middle of your field. Your Makir is just not the bore. Kevin the Shalohu Chayiv L'Hasir HaTakala. Since you own the pit, you need to get rid of the danger. Akan Lashonim. Ratzlom Rosh Open Ze. Eino chayev mishumasiyas hamazik. That wouldn't be chayev for creating the danger. Shriyasov ahead there. You dug perfectly permissibly. Vidav kamisha she'asa mazik be'isr, chayev mishumasiyas hamazik. The imkolzos, despite the fact you didn't do a maisa chafir be'isr, kishelo hifkir es boro, chayev mishumamono, you're still chayev because of your money. You own the pit, that's why you're chayev. So Tosos holds, and this is very reasonable given our sugya, there's two different mechayev mabor. You can be chayev mabor either as the Baal Abor, the owner of the pit, or Baal Tzakala, if you created the danger. Okay, that's usually, you'll have one or the other, and you'll be Chayev. But, now he's going to go back to the quote, Mamshichim HaTosvos, Zelshon, Aval Hifki Reshuso Uboro, you're Mafkir both, the Chafar Beheter, dug Beheter, dug in your field, that's fine. Begam Hashu the Hifkir, Lav Baal Aborhu, Lo Mechayev, and you also are not the Baal Abor, because you were Mafkir the Bor as well, so you're not Chayev Mimarasha. Both of the Mechayevim of Bor don't apply to you. That's the end of the quote. Now he's going to explain. Ratzalomar should be open. You didn't create the mazik. You're not the Baal HaTakala. The gamein mamono. You don't own it either. Ain lo din Baal Habor hamazik. Ain din Baal Habor hamazik upater. You're not the Baal Habor either, and therefore you're pater. You lose out. You miss out. You somehow avoid both mechayvim. That's Tosfos. So what is Rashi saying? The Rashi cholek al zeh. Ulidato chayev midina siyas hamazik. According to Rashi, you did create a mazik. What do you mean? You dug the pit in the middle of your field. It was totally safe. How are you creating the mazik? Machmas she'etzim ha'hefger chashuv ka'asiyas hamazik. By being mafkir, your field and the pit, now you're allowing everyone to walk right around. They'll fall right in. You created the mazik. It's like you took the boar and stuck it in the reshus harabim. Now, you didn't move the boar, but you did remove your ownership. It's as if you stuck a boar in Rosh HaRabim. Bidino kikora boar besoch Rosh HaRabim. It's as if you actually physically dug a boar in Rosh HaRabim. That's Rashi's Chiddush, as John pointed out. So this is the Rav. Aliba the Rashi. Ein sorech b'maisa b'yadayim mamish she'echashiv lo'osem mazik. You don't need a physical action with your hands of physically digging to be considered a mazik. Right? You can be a mazik without that. I don't know if maybe the Rav said this. This is based on the Rav's notes. Right? You magic, right? You wave your magic wand, right? I don't know. What do you... what's a good magical spell? Abracadabra. No Harry Potter reference today. Right? You do an abracadabra. You make a hole in there. It's just a Rabim. You're going to be chayev for making a... for creating a takala. Gamzen nechshav osam mazik umischayev b'shmiras habor. You're now responsible for this boar. You're being mafkir something. You still created a boar versus a rabbin, even though you did it passively. On the other hand, hatosav zechoras sovrim shirak asiyas hamazik biyadayim mamish. Going they kriyas a boar versus a rabbin. Okeshe milabe eish chashuv maise asiyas hamazik. You need to physically create the mazik. You can't be chay for creating a mazik by being mafkir something. No, you need the physical action of creating a mazik by digging a hole or uncovering a hole or creating a fire. The ilua hefker shoshus obor reinu maisasi abedayim. It's not a direct action. You're not going to be chayav for that, right? So that's the question. When we say baal hatakala, creating something dangerous, what do we mean? Do we mean physically creating something dangerous, or do we mean, however you do it, creating a situation That is dangerous. Okay, fine. We're not going to read the rest. It's not directly tied to our issue. Yeah. You're saying a field where the let's say the pit is right next to the street, let's say something like that, or they'd buy just the boar. You have just the boar in the right hifkir reshusa v'lo hifkir boar, and then you sell the boar to someone, right? They can be chayav for that just by owning. But in those cases, though, it's less of a chiddush, right? Because even if you don't say Rashi's chiddush, you can say they're chayav because they're baal habor, right? So that's a bit less of a chiddush because they're the baal habor. So yes, can you transfer baal habor status by selling? Sure, but that's not such a chiddush. But saying that you can create Bala Takala status without doing anything physical, that's a big chiddush. That's Rashi's chiddush. That's according to the Rav. Now, maybe, let's think, does this work or not? Does this work to explain why Rashi might say that if you're mafgir, reshuso, the loboro, in that case, at least there's an argument to be, well, that's considered reshus hayachid. If you're mafgir, reshuso, the lo boro, and you may be putter if you're putter reshus hayachid, but if you're mafki reshuso uboro, then that's considered like reshus harabim, and you might be chayav. So if you say, right, and why don't you just have the same svara of, why don't you have the same svara of, I wasn't mafki this field on condition of being chayav. So maybe you can say something, you can say, well, the svara of saying I wasn't mafkir this in order to be chayav, that only applies if the chayav is based on ownership. If the chayav is based on ownership, you still own the boar. If someone falls in there, you can be chayav because you own it. You can say, regarding this ownership of boar, which used to be the ownership of the whole field, I was mafkir all this land on condition that I not be responsible as an owner. Maybe that svara wouldn't work for creating the takala. I created a takala by being mafkir my field. It's as if I dug a pit in Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean, I'll t'nai that I'm not chayav? I created the mazik. So maybe we can use the Rav Svara to be mechalek between the two cases. Maybe for Rashi, the Svara of I only was mafkir this, to be putter can only work if in a paradigm of chayav because you're the ba'al habor rather than the creator of the tekala. Maybe. I'm not sure, but potentially that's an answer to what otherwise is a problematic Rashi, right? Okay. Let's move to our next scenario. Hifkir Rishuso. Sorry, where am I? Here we are. Yes, our next scenario. Oh, sorry, let's look at Rambam first. Let's look at Rambam number 16, Halacha Beis. The Rambam on this issue. Echan achofer bor b'rishus harabim. If you dig a pit in the street, or you dig it in your field and open it up to the street, same thing. Or you open the field to your friend's field, right? This is a summary of our Mishnah, basically. Or you dig a pit in your own field, and then you are mafkir your field, the low hifkir bor, but not the bor. You're chayiv in all these cases. Okay, these are all classic cases of chiyuv, whether b'shus harabim or b'shus hayachid, we say you're chayv both. Avlam hifkir reshuso uboro. What if you're mafkir both? Osha hifkir boro shebir shuso, or you're mafkir your bor. Ohikdisho, you're makdishin, another way of losing ownership of it. Hareza pater, you're exempt. Why? And his svar is going to be very similar to what you saw in Tosu. Shenemar baal habor yishalim. But the pasuk says, who has to pay the baal habor, the owner of the bor? Misha yeshlo bailin. If it has owner, v'zeh hefker, this has no bialim, it's hefker, so you can't be chayav as the ba'al habor, and uvitchila b'rshus chafar, v'bnei shechafar b'rshuso, you dug originally with permission, because it was in your field, so you can't get me as the ba'al habor, you can't get me as the ba'al takala, I'm going to be putter. So the Rambam said the same thing as Tosfos, mimanashach, I'm exempt because I'm not the ba'al habor, I'm not the ba'al takala, I'm off the hook. And again, Rashi's response to that would be, well, you actually are the Bala Takala, because by being mafkir the field, you're creating a bor b'rishus harabim indirectly, and that's why you're chayav. Okay, we'll move now to our next and final scenario for today, which we will recognize from a couple weeks ago, The case of Shor, Shechafar Bor, Bisdei Chaver. This is again Memches. Right? Remember, an ox digs a hole in someone's field, and then the ox runs away. Who's liable for that pit? Let's say the pit is right near the street. Who's liable for that pit? The owner of the field. So let's look at the Gemara here just to remind ourselves. Hichnis Shor L'chatzar Bala Bais. Fine, that's the background. That's the quote. Amar Rava. Hichnis Shor L'chatzar Bala Bais. Shelob Rishus. If I bring my ox into your field without permission, just, you know, trespassing, V'chafar Baboro Shichnu Ma'aros. The ox digs all sorts of pits in your field. Bala Shor Chayiv B'Niskei Chatzar. So I, the owner of the ox, need to pay for the damage to your field, obviously, right? Just damage to your field, I need to pay for that. Uvala Chatzar Chayiv B'Niskei Abor. But the owner of the courtyard, the owner of the field that got dug up, has to pay for Bor if someone falls into that pit. If they would be liable, right? If it's near the street or something like that. Afal Gavda Amar Mar Kiyichre Ish Bor V'lo Shor Bor. Even though we said, or, you know, the Pasuk says Kiyichre Ish Bor, which we darshan, below shore bore. An ox can't be liable for digging a pit, only a person. Hacha came unto Islay, Leheach, Laluye, Velo Kamalye, Kamande Karye Dami. Since this guy should have filled in the pit, right? And as Tosfos and Arsigir reminded us, I am paying them for the damage to the field, so they should take that money and use it to fill in the hole. They're supposed to fill in the hole. If they don't do it, Kamande Karye Dami, it's as if they actually dug the pit, right? And therefore, they should be liable. So there's two ways of understanding the liability here, right? One is, well, yeah, what are the two possibilities? Why should you be chayiv in this case? The more straightforward one is, misvara, what would you say? The owner of the field, yeah. What's the misvara offhand? Why would you be chayiv? You own it. It's your field. You're responsible for what happens in your own field, right? If it's near the street, it's dangerous. You need to fill it in. I don't care what the history is, on the one hand. On the other hand, that last line in the Gemara, right, Kevan de Isle Lehech Lemaluye, Velo Kamalye, Kiman de Karye Dami. The Gemara says, since he didn't fill it in, doesn't say he's liable, it says it's as if he dug it. So if we take that literally, it almost sounds like he's the Baal HaTakala in some sense. It's almost like he's the one who dug it, not even that he owns it, as much as that he's the Baal HaTakala, he's the one who created the danger. Where it's as if he created the danger, we could say this is a principle that whatever happens in your field, you're responsible for. Not necessarily because...
The fact that you know that letting the hazard stand shouldn't be any less culpable than doing it initially.
Right, right, exactly, right? There's no difference between being active and being passive in terms of the takala. How so? Oh yeah, yeah. It fits into the classic paradigm of digging. Yes, 100%.
Well, what if there's hunter? The guy, I don't think Shore into your backyard. It digs a hole. Your neighbor sees it, runs into the backyard, says, "Get out of here!"
Mm-hmm.
Falls into the hole.
Right. So a couple of weeks ago, we saw, because this came up in our sugya, there's a bit of a stira, almost a half contradiction between our sugya and the other sugya. In our Mishnah, we had said that if I dig a hole in your Rishus HaYachid, I'm chayev. And Tosfos said, wait a second, I dig a hole in your Rishus HaYachid, I have to pay you for the damage to your field, but then you should be chayev, not me, if the animal doesn't fall in. So that seems like a stira between the Gemara we just saw with the ox digging the hole. One or a couple of the answers were exactly what you said about timing. So maybe I'm chayev, the one who dug the hole is chayev if a person falls in or an animal falls in. I'll be chayev until the owner finds out about it. Or until the owner has time to fill in the hole. Or maybe until the owner gets paid for the damage to their field. Those are three different opinions we saw in the Rishonim, that there's some cutoff point at which we switch responsibility. So that's definitely a factor. We'll see there's other factors in a second. Yeah.
The difference of first answer you want to say is because you should be chayiv because it's your field, right? And then when he gives the reason, it's kilu you dug it. So maybe there's enough, that's the nafka meaning between them, because if it's because it's your field, it should be instantaneous. But if you're giving now a svara that it's if you dug it, that would imply you have to have the time to, you have to have done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
not a monetary.
I think that's absolutely right. And in fact, the Ravid himself connects one of those svaras, the svara about having to pay for it, to this idea that it says, if you dig it, once you get paid. Once you get paid for the damage and you don't fill it in, it's as if you dug it. So I think those do connect. But before we look at that Ravid, let's look at Rashi. And we saw this Rashi 2 weeks ago, but just to remind ourselves, and it'll tie into something we saw here, Rashi says, on Memches, Baal Chatzar Chai Ben Iskepor, why am I chayev if this ox digs a pit in my field? Why should I be chayev? Maybe I don't know about it, maybe I didn't do anything. Rashi says, you're only chayev if im hifkir reshuso. I'm then mafkir my reshus, everything except for the boar, and I made it dangerous. Or maybe I even was mafkir the boar. All right, the avagav dechsiv ki yichre ish boar, lo ki yichre shor boar, hanu the boar reshus arabim, delav ale didei ramye limaluye. I mafkir it afterwards. So according to Rashi, you could say this is even more extreme, right? I, the owner of the field, am not responsible if I just sit there. If I don't do anything, this ox dug a hole in my field and I do nothing, I won't be responsible because I didn't do anything. I'm only chayav, it seems like Rashi's assuming, why am I chayav for boar? Because I did something. I created a takola. If I just sit there and do nothing and someone gets hurt, it's not my problem. It's that shore's problem or the owner of the shore's problem. Only if I do something, im hifkir reshuso, I'm mafkir reshus, I create the danger, especially given what we saw before in Rashi, right? Being mafkir reshus is like, it's as if you dug it. Then I'm going to be liable. But just passively saying, well, it's my field, I own it, I'm liable, Rashi doesn't seem to accept that idea. Rashi seems to think you need to actually do something in order to be chayav.
Aren't you always putter in your field? In other words,
in the middle of your field, if you can say, what are you doing walking around there? But why can't Rashi say it's a case where the pit is right next to the street? Rashi could have said that. Why does he go out of his way to say, no, it's a case where the field is in the middle and you're mafkir the field? Why couldn't he say it's right next to the street? That seems like a simpler scenario to say you're chayev. Rashi seems to think you need to actually do something, even if it's not a physical thing, right? But you need to take some step to create the danger. That's why you're chayev. Let's look at the Ravid here in the Shizim Kubat, Ses 19. The Ravid's al kasev zel shono. Pacha came in the Islay. Since he has it, he owns the field. Ale deheach le asuye afra umemalye. This guy who owns the field has to bring dirt and fill in the hole. The habala shor shalim le the balachatzer niskeach afira. The owner of the ox already paid for the money of the digging of the damage. Ukman demalye dami. It's as if he filled it in by paying. Right, listen to the language here. My ox dug a hole in your field. I then paid for the damage. It's as if I filled in your hole. It's as if I filled in the hole. Ubal Chatzer, the Shav gave the low malye. The owner of the field left it and didn't deal with the hole. Havlek ilu chafrei ihu. It's as if he himself dug the hole again. Umechayev v'dafke kishehifke reshuso. Adkan. Fine. The hifke reshuso, he seems to take it more as like it's like an afterthought for him because otherwise you wouldn't have access to chiyuv. But it sounds like for him the main thing is if I have a hole in my, not because it sounds like it's less that I have a hole in my field. It's the person paid me. It's as if they filled it in. As if they totally fixed it, and me, by not doing anything, it's as if I dug the hole. So he's focusing on, again, the asiyas hanezek, not just the fact that there's a hole in my rishus, but it's almost like I'm doing it. He's really focusing on that language, kamande karye dami, literally, and we have to wonder what exactly happens when he pays money, when the owner of the ox pays money to the owner of the field. So is that just the way that the Baal HaShor sort of, okay, now it's not my problem anymore, and now it's your problem? Is it just removing himself from the situation? Or, and maybe the language in the Ravid sounds like this, maybe the Baal HaShor is actually giving responsibility to the owner of the field by paying him. By paying him, saying, this is now your problem. Before, it wasn't your problem. Some random ox made a hole in your field. Wasn't your. Now that I'm paying you, now it's your problem. What's the nafkamina in between these two scenarios?
It's the third person. Listen, you give the ore filling company.
Okay, interesting. You pay them the money for them to physically fill it in. And then they do fill it in or then they don't? They don't. So then maybe they would be chayav for not filling it in. Interesting. That could be. That could be a nafkamina. Interesting. There's another nafkamina. This one's, I think, less complicated because that one you'd have to really figure out. But maybe, right? Maybe it would work. This one's simpler. Is, let's say, a hefker ox digs a hole in the field. right? So there's no money, there's no anything. There's no other party to blame. Remember, 2 weeks ago we saw, it seemed like according to some Rishonim, really both parties are to blame. The person or animal who dug the hole is to blame, and the owner of the field is also responsible. And we had a svara, we had a shita that if the person, if someone else from the street falls in, then the owner of the field is chayav. And if the owner of the field falls in, then the owner of the ox is chayav, right? Because they're both really responsible, and the it just applies in different cases. So if you have that model, really both people are responsible, then in a case of hefker, the hefker sure is not responsible, but what are you left with? The owner of the field is responsible, right? So it's, on the other hand, if you hold that it's not that there's two parties responsible, the owner of the ox is responsible, and the owner of the field is not responsible. So then it depends. If you actually own the ox and you say, here's $100 to fill in the hole, you've transferred responsibility to the owner of the field. But if it's a hefker ox, the owner of the field never became responsible. It's not his problem. Some random ox dug a hole in the field. Okay, no one paid me to fix it. This is not my issue. And if someone falls in, it's too bad. The Baal HaBor never took that responsibility, right? Because if you read the Ravid as saying that it's the responsibility is on the ox, and then you pass on that responsibility by paying to the owner of the field. If it's a hefker ox, you're never going to pay, you're never going to pass on the responsibility. The Baal HaBor, the owner of the field, will always be exempt. So maybe that's enough, Kamina, between the two understandings of the Ravid. Yeah.
Didn't we have a case where, let's say, the Baal field says, I want your stick.
Yeah, we saw that. And he says, I want you to fill it in. I don't want the money. Right. Your job to fill it in. That seems to be assuming that, right, that the responsibility is fully in the hands of the Baal HaShor, and that fully gets transferred over when he pays the money, to the point where he doesn't need to accept the money. He can say, no, your responsibility to fill it, actually, please fill it, right? So that seems to be an extreme version of that, Shita. The responsibility is fully in the hands of the Baal HaShor, and to the point that the Baal HaBor, or the Baal HaChatzer, has veto rights, right? You have to actually fill it in.
So none of this works unless the payment of the Baal HaShor actually happens first.
That's what the Ravid says, yes. Let's look now back in 16 at the Rambam, Halacha Gimel, which we didn't see before. Halacha Gimel, which is going to be very interesting. Rambam says, Echad HaChofer, Oshen Nechmar HaBor Me'elav. Right? If someone digs a pit in their field, or the pit is dug in their field automatically, Oshen Chafaraso Behema, or your animal, or an animal digs the field, Ochaya, or wild animal, Hoil Vehu Chayev L'maloso, Olin Chasoso V'lo Asa, Hari Zachayev Ben Zakav. The Rambam says, we have a principle. If it's my field, I'm the Baal HaChatzer. If there's a hole there in my field, I am responsible, period. I don't care how it happened, I am responsible. The Echad HaChofer, right, and that's different than what we saw in Rashi, what we saw in the Ravid, where it sounds like you have to actually dig it, or be as if you dug it. According to the Rambam, if there's a hole in your field, you are responsible. The Echad HaChofer o Alokeah, if I dig a hole, if I buy a hole, o shenasan lo b'matana, someone gives me a field as a present that has a hole in it, shenemar, Baal HaBor yishali, the owner of the pit has to pay. Someone, as long as there's owners, whoever the owner is responsible. So it sounds like the Rambam has this very strong principle. If I own the field and there's a hole in the field, I am responsible for filling it. If not, and the animal falls in, I'm chayav. What's the one case the Rambam leaves out here in Halacha Gimel? What case does the Rambam not raise? Hefker, okay. It is a... Well, you know, he does say... Shechavrato behema ochaya. So maybe that's even an animal of hefker. It sounds like it would be, right? Even if it's a hefker animal, still, I'm chayev to fill it in. But he talks about animals digging a hole in my field. He's talking about me digging a hole in my field. If it just collapses on its own, what does he leave out? No, because then the whole svar wouldn't apply, right? It's not my field. What about if a different, meaning our Mishnah, according to Tosfos, what if someone else digs a hole in my field? The Rambam leaves that out, a different person. Not an animal, not an earthquake, not me. A different person digs a hole in my field. The Rambam leaves that out. It's very unusual because he seems to go through, he mentions a whole bunch of cases. I'm responsible for this case and that case. If there's a hole in my field, I have to fill it in. But he doesn't mention if someone else does it. Maybe the reason why the Rambam says that is because even for the Rambam, even the Rambam who says it's about my field, I'm responsible, maybe there's a limit to that. Maybe that only goes so far. Maybe if someone else enters my field and digs a hole, not their animal, because the animal, you can't really, you know, that you can't really blame the animal. The animal can't dig a pit. That means they collapsed. You know, there's an earthquake or whatever. The ground shifts. But if a different person goes into my field and digs the pit, they're the ones who are going to be responsible. I'm not responsible for that. We have a literal chofer bor. This person dug a pit. They're responsible, not me. If it's anything short of that, though, if it's not an individual who dug the pit, then we're going to say that I, as the baal habor, will be chayiv, unless we have the digger of the pit be so directly responsible as if it's a person that dug it. We actually saw this far a couple weeks ago as well. Someone wanted to be mechalik between a person, I think it was the Evan, no, what's the Evan Ozel? I don't remember anymore. Whether it's the animal, right? They wanted to use that to solve the steer between Memches and our Mishnah. On Memches, it's an ox that digs the hole. That's why the owner of the field is responsible to fill it. In our Mishnah, I dig the hole in my neighbor's field. That's why I'm responsible. So maybe the Rambam is just poskening these two different Gemaras. It's the difference between an ox digging and the ox won't be chayev. The owner of the field is chayev. And on the other hand, if I as a person dig the hole in their field, then I will be chayev as well. Okay, so we've gone through the main scenarios of bor, the different chiyuvim and turim. Next time we're going to move forward in the Gemara on Nun Amud Beis, and that will be what we do next.